Okay, we're on Chaf Amud Beis and the new Perek, Choyma Bekoidesh. Okay, so we're familiar already with the concepts somewhat. Basically like this, the Milos that we know, these, there's the highest standards of Kodesh, has a higher standard of Truma. And we'll speak about in this Mishnah, there's going to be, like, according to some, there's going to be 11 higher requirements for Kodesh. Good morning, Baruch. We're just starting the Perek on Chaf Amud Beis, the new Perek over here. So just saying that there's 11 higher standards for Kodesh from than Truma, or maybe 10. Okay, so let's start. Choyma b'Kodesh. Kodesh is more chomor, maybe Truma, from Truma. That Kodesh is like a korban. Truma is like the fruits that you give to the Kohen. Now, because we all know, everybody I hope has Pesach dishes. Yeah, that we have our special dishes for Pesach, that they're all not chomets free. Also, when you evolved in Truma and Taurus, you also have your, you know, your Kodesh dishes. Let's say on the, I have my, you have your Shavuos dishes and your Sukkos dishes, which are all tar for the festival when you're eating korbanos. And a Kohen has to have Torah dishes all year round. So now we're going to start off with Kodesh, with Truma. Shemat Bilin, well, this is the cool over here. We're allowed to do this. Shemat Bilin, Kalim, Basuch, Kalim. If you're in a rush, the Kohen, the Truma, and he wants to toibel two dishes at once. Okay, you can put one vessel inside of the other vessel, and that's fine for Truma. However, Aval, Lola Kodesh. For Kodesh, you would have to immerse in the mikvah each receptacle, each kli, individually. And we're going to talk about what's the reason over here. Okay, that's going to be a dispute coming up in the Gemara soon. Now, next point, point two. This reminds me of a Swiss army knife. You've got like one kli that has multiple functions over here. So here we're talking about like a kind of standard kli, but these are like different parts of the kli. There's the achorayim, means the back of a kli, the toich, and the inner part of the kli, and based at tzvita, and that means the house of grabbing. Basically, it's like some kind of handle. We're going to speak about in the Gemara. The truma, all these parts, these work areas of a kli, if one of them will become tamei with regards to and his truma vessel, only that isolated area, i.e. the achorayim, will become tamei, and it wouldn't spread to the other parts of the kli. So that's with regards to truma, that we compartmentalize. Yeah, this part's tamei and it doesn't spread. However, aval, lo b'kodesh, in kodesh, if one part of the kli becomes tamei, all of the parts of the kli become tamei. Okay, that was point two. Okay, this one we know. Number three, hanoise es a midras. Somebody who's carrying a midras, which means like an avatuma. Rashi said over here, it's the shoe of a zav or something. Okay, so it's tamei over here. He's allowed to, notice he has a truma, you can carry at the same time truma, as long as you put the truma in an earthenware vessel, which would kind of protect it from becoming tamei, from touching, because an earthenware vessel doesn't receive truma from the outside. So you can carry truma and an avatuma at the same time. Avaloi as a kodesh, but you can't do this for kodesh. Don't do it. But we're going to explain why later on. Now, point four. Big day, oichle truma. Oh, this is what we know. This one. This is what I was thinking of. So the clothes of the people who eat truma, yeah, their clothes are a midras lekodesh for the people who eat kodesh, because the people who eat truma aren't as careful as the people who eat kodesh. So maybe his wife, the truma guy's wife, who was tamei, sat on his clothes. And therefore, it's going to it may inadvertently affect the kodesh guy. Okay, next point. Loi kamidas a kodesh is not the way we relate to kodesh. Midas a truma, with regards to the measure of truma. Why? Shabba kodesh, with regards to kodesh. Now, this is back to toiveling things in the mikvah. Now, when we go to toivel in the mikvah, we toivel kalim, right? Okay? Like, but they also, in the past, used to toivel clothes, you know, and maybe even furniture, some ones, you know. But anyway, so let's say, yeah, you got your pajama bottoms, your PJs, whatever you call them. Yeah. And on those PJs, you've got, I personally have one of those that you've got the thing that you can tie, you know, the thing that you tie it around, you know, sometimes looser, sometimes tighter. So, okay. So do you have to untie that when you toivel those things in the mikvah? And also, so that means like this. So Bekoidish Matia, you would have, Matia means untie, you would have to untie that tie when you're putting it in the mikvah. Umenagev. And also, you would have to dry. When you put your kli in the mikvah, you have to make sure that it doesn't have any water, like non-mikvah water on it, before you put it in. So basically, before you tug your thing in the mikvah for Kodesh, you have to untie the ties, and you have to dry it off, and then you put it in the mikvah. Umatbil. And then you matbil. Yeah, but achakach, then, afterwards, kosher, you can tie it back up again, if you would like. Now, however, in Truma, kosher, you can tie it beforehand if you would want. It doesn't really matter by Truma. But we don't have this requirement, this higher standard for Truma. Okay, next point. Kalim Hanigmorim Batara. Vessels that were finished, yeah, Batara. Mean like this, we mentioned this point earlier, that a kli is only Mekabel Truma when it's a kli. Meaning, you know, a half-made kli is nothing with regards to tumor. So when a kli gets nearly finished, right, so therefore it's about to receive tumor. So then a person just be careful, right? So make sure that nothing tummy gets in contact with it at that critical stage. So nevertheless, so even this kli migbar and batara in Kodesh, you were careful. Nevertheless, svichim tevila, you would still have to take them to the mikvah afterwards, the Kodesh. That's for Kodesh. Aval, lo le truma. With truma, we don't require that. If you're careful whilst you finish off your kli and no truma got in contact, you don't have to take the mikvah. Now, next point. A kli, the mitzvah of marsha b'soichoi le kodesh. The vessel joins together what's in it, its contents, for kodesh. For example, you have a bowl, yeah, and inside it has seven steaks. Okay, or maybe there's a bit more of steaks, whatever. You have all these steaks, right? So let's say a tummy person touched one of the steaks. Okay? So we say that basically everything in the kli gets the same halacha. It's all tummy. Okay? However, a val lo le truma, but not for truma. A truma. Similar scenario. You have a bowl and it has seven apples in it. Okay? So a tummy guy touched one of the apples. So that apple becomes a rishon. So the apple is tummy up its neighbor, and it is neighbor apple that becomes a sheni. And then its neighbor apple, the other neighbor, neighbor's neighbor, becomes a shlishi, and then it stops there. The fourth apple, the kohen can eat it. It's not a problem. Because the kli does not mitstarif, does not join together, everything's in it. We look as it's all separate entities within the kli. Okay? So that's the difference between kodesh and truma. Now, next point. The revi. The kodesh. So in a kodesh could be like the example is what I like to use is that basically just like with cooking on Shabbos, right? You've got a kli rishon, a kli sheni, kli shlishi. At some point, the kli doesn't cook anymore, right? So to over here with tumor, the transmission of tumor. So where does the tumor stop? What's the last stop? So with kodesh, a revi'i. The kodesh is possible. The last stop for the tumor is on a revi'i, and it's possible, and it becomes like solid, whatever, you can't use, right, can't use it, but it doesn't infect or contaminate anything else. However, Vashlishi Batruma. With Truma it only goes until Vashlishi. Next one. Ubatruma. Now with Truma, im nitmes achas miyada, if one of his hands became tummy. So obviously if we're talking about just his hands becoming tummy, we're talking about a Truma Durabonin over here. If it's a Truma Duraisa, if you become tummy, all of you are tummy. So if one of his hands became tummy, okay, chaverta, it's friend. Who's the hand's friend? The other hand. It's tahora. It becomes tar. It's tar, remains, sorry. Remains tar. So basically, if you have one hand tummy, it doesn't infect the other hand. Yeah, in a tumor de rabbanon of a kodesh. However, in kodesh, matbil shtehem, a person would be required to Toivel, both of his hands, if you want to eat Kodesh. This is an continuing explanation. Shei Yad, the one hand, is metame, it's contaminates eschaverta, it's counterhand, b'kodesh, in Kodesh, aval lo b'truma, but not in truma. Okay, next point. Oichlin, oichlin, neguvim. Okay, you're allowed to eat dry food. And Rashi points out over here, this dry food over here, it's never had water, it was never had contact with water ever. Meaning in the way that would make it, you know, receive tumor. So it was always dry, this food. Biyadayim, with hands, mesu'uvot, which are tame hands, which is a tumor to a bonner, I think, over here. Yeah, tami hands with a rabbanon, but truma, when you're eating truma. So basically, even though we didn't do nutility daim, yeah, we can eat this truma if the fruit never had water on them ever. About lo b'kodesh, but you can't do that with regards to kodesh. Okay, next point and last point, 11, according to some, 10. It's 11, there's 11 points, 11th point. Ha'oinein, who's an oinein? Yeah, oinein is somebody who recently had somebody die, a close relative die. Yeah, and he didn't touch them, so he didn't go in the same room as them. So he's not, he doesn't have actually tumor upon him. Right, that's one person. A mechusar kippurim. Who's mechusar kippurim? We spoke about this. This was, for example, the person who was a zav. Right, so when a person is a zav, he has to have 7 clean days. And then on the 7th day, he goes to the mikvah. And then on the 8th day, yeah, he brings a korban. And once he's brought that korban, yeah, he can eat kodesh again. He can eat korbanos. And he's called the mechusar kippurim. Right? So that guy, even though he went to the mikvah on the 7th day already, yeah, tzrichim tevila, he would need tevila, and also this onen would also need tevila, lekodesh, for kodesh, aval lo letruma, but not for truma. So that's another.
No, can you just explain this chusar kapurim again? What's it literally mean?
Literally means he's lacking kapara. A lacking kapara means he didn't bring his korban yet, right? And until you brought your korban, you can't eat kodesh, right? So this, even if this person actually brought thereafter his korban, he would still have to go to the mikvah again before he actually ate the kodesh. Okay, I think we'll stop there at the end of this Mishnah. And we should review